If they're getting water off the marshes, you say they are doing what?
You say the water's what?
Well, let's say you had some land and it was a little bit swampy and you wanted to get the water.
Drain it.
Okay. Now, how would you do that?
Dig ditches.
Okay. What do you call a shallow arm of the ocean? It's like a tidal stream. It's a narrow bit of water that flows in and out.
Well, you're talking about an inlet there?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods? Or maybe in a field. It can be 10 or 20 feet deep and maybe just a few feet across.
A valley?
Yeah, and I'm thinking of something even deeper than that. I mean, narrower than that, excuse me. You could almost step across it.
Ditch.
But it's maybe 20 feet deep. How about a ravine? What's that?
Well, now that, that could be other than just what you're talking about there now. You can find a ravine out here in the woods, as far as that goes. You take where two, take for instance down where two big hollers comes together here, and then you've got a mountain going up on the other side. Well, now that's a ravine down in there.
Tell me what a holler is.
A holler is where two mountains comes together down.
Oh, and it's like a valley?
In other words, it forms where two mountains comes together. It does form a valley, make a valley.
And the ravine is...
And the ravine is these little small ones, I'd say these little small hollers are leading off from it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, do people live around ravines?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Really. You take a lot of people can live around them.
Okay. All right, if there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across your road or your field, what do you call that place?
Gutter.
Okay. Ever call it a gully?
Yeah, gully.
All right, what do you call a small stream of water? Going through the backyard or something?
A small stream of water going through the backyard, huh?
It might have a few fish in it, a lot of rocks.
Well, you could have a fish pond back there.
No, I'm talking about a regular stream. Maybe it goes into a river, but it's smaller than a river.
Brook?
Okay. What about a creek?
A creek?
Yeah.
But now a creek, looks like it'd be a little bigger than that.
Oh, all right, that's what I want to know. Is a creek bigger than a brook?
Yeah, in other words, a brook is a real small stream of water. But a creek now, a lot of times a creek could be half a mile wide.
Oh, it could?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. How deep can a creek be?
It don't, and no certain depth.
But it could be deeper. It could, like if you went in, you could be over your head in a creek?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that. To me, a creek's really small. All right, is there anything in size between a creek and a river? Or would a river be the next biggest?
Well, the river's the biggest down it, so.
All right, and where does a stream fit in?
A stream? Well, now, a stream, that's more like a brook.
Okay.
What we're talking about. I'd say a stream is smaller than a brook. That's more like what you're talking about going through your backyard.
Oh,
the stream,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now then, if you got two small rivers, two creeks running together to make a third one that's bigger, what do you call those two of the third?
Contributors.
Okay. Any other names?
Well, I have what I call inlets.
How about branches?
Branches, yeah.